This is for you to give you a power boost during the in-between moments of your life. Listening to this recording will be of particular value if you're about to enter a previously volatile or difficult situation, or something that's been in the past a bit of a time waster, or has been derailing to you in any way. Begin by taking a deep and full breath. And as you exhale, relax your face and jaw. Drop your shoulders and notice any tightness. As you release the breath, release any tension in your body. Just let it go. That's it. This isn't a big relaxation session. This is a notice tension and release it session. Simply being able to give a name to what you're feeling will let you have power over your emotions, instead of allowing them to have power over you. If you're exhausted, notice it. Or anxious and stressed out, notice that. Maybe you're sad or angry, just notice, and then with intention, let it go. Let this process be easy. We're now going to tap through some quick and effective acupressure points to make this more effective and assist your body in every way. I'll take you quickly through it now. Don't worry if people are around. Just tap the tips of your fingers of one hand quickly on the points. People seriously never really notice. I do this all the time. If you are in a place where you would feel uncomfortable tapping on different parts of your body, you can even just imagine yourself doing it, and that's effective as well. Okay, move your hand, either one, and start doing a karate chop of one hand, just in the karate chop, like you're karate chopping a board, except karate chop into the palm of your other hand. Just do a few chops, no big deal, kind of firmly, but not crazy. And think about the situation you were just in and where in your body you feel any of the residue of that while you're doing that karate chop. So if it's fatigue, worry, whatever, just become aware of it. That's it. Now move your hand, either one, to the inside of your eyebrow, either one of your eyebrows, and gently tap with two or three fingertips there a few times. You don't have to say anything out loud while you do this, but notice the sensations inside of you as you remember anything difficult from your last or previous situation or role that you were in that you want to just kind of let go of. And now tap, move your fingertips, tapping to the outside of one of those eyebrows along your temple. Doesn't matter which eyebrow, doesn't matter which hand, just tap a few times while you turn your focus now to the activity that you're about to do. It could be checking even your email or surfing social media. What is your intention with your next activity? What do you most want to accomplish? Just think about that while you tap a few times. And now move your hand and tap two or three of your fingers now just above the top, your top lip, a few times. And see if you can, in your mind, see yourself in the next activity, having that purpose or intention as you do those actions or as you do that activity. Just think of a snippet of what you're going to do and see yourself having that purpose. And now tap on your chin with those same fingers and imagine now how you want to feel doing your next activity. Not necessarily what you're going to do, but see yourself doing it and how you want to feel. It's connected or fulfilled or focused, or if you can find a word that would describe how you want to feel while you tap your chin. And now tap on the hollow below your collarbone. There's just a little space, either collarbone, doesn't matter. Just kind of tap there along the bottom of your collarbone. Might be tender, that's where you want to tap. And use your intention and imagination to visualize what you want and what you want to feel and accomplish in this next activity. So when it's all done, what do you want to have accomplished? Maybe it's build a relationship better or connected in a meaningful way, or maybe it's a specific task you have in mind that you need to accomplish. Maybe it's finding something specific in the grocery store. It could be anything. Just see that happening. And now take that same hand or another hand and tap the top of your head while taking a deep breath. And see if you can start to feel gratitude for the next activity having gone so well, as if it's already happened. So feel grateful as you watch yourself in the situation, feeling the way that you want, being present and focused and intentional in the way that you want it to all go down, and feel gratitude as if it's already happened as you tap on the top of your head. Take a deep breath in. Whenever you're ready, exhale. So again, just ask yourself quickly before you proceed, if I could fast forward to the end of this next activity, what would I want to have happened? What are my priorities? And what actions would reflect those priorities? And now just say this in your mind along with me. It's just kind of a quick affirmation to lock it all in. I'm now ready to move on to whatever I'm doing with intention and purpose. And that's it. Just remember, your words say what you want to be, but your actions say what you are. And it's not just for other people to see you doing this. It is even more important to get to watch yourself doing the actions that you say and claim are in alignment with your values and beliefs. So as you demonstrate these priorities, you get to watch yourself do that, and it really locks it into your brain and helps you identify with that's the kind of person that you are, and you'll continue to repeat that kind of behavior. That's it. Good job. I hope this helps.